This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance, no problem. Now get $100 off your first month when you go to Talkspace.com/podcast. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/podcast. Talkspace.com/podcast.
Nice to see you again.
Come in. I saw you booked another meeting on my schedule.
I heard the news about the Phillips family trial. Nice conviction.
Crowley, cut the crap. You only come to my office when you want a favor. Is this about the Spacer case again?
It is. I wanted to...
Did you find new evidence?
No,
Anything to prove Spacer is dangerous?
Not necessarily... But I was...
So you've got nothing and our situation remains the same. I'm not pressing charges.
We have a case here.
What do you want out of this? Why are you so obsessed with this guy?
I don't trust him, Grant.
Well, I love him.
You haven't met him.
Doesn't matter. He can be the biggest fucking weirdo in the country, but he's handed me more slam dunk cases than we've had in a decade.
So he gets off scot-free because he's good for business?
He's good for Springfield. Look at this objectively.
I want him fired.
Not happening.
He killed someone.
Who hasn't?
Come on now.
He's staying, Sheriff. You, I'm not so sure about if you keep pushing this.
There was a tape.
What tape?
Spacer was building a case against the department to send to the FBI.
Wouldn't be the first time. It's not a concern.
He thinks there's some conspiracy theory around the 1980 deaths.
Do you?
No.
You know there are no skeletons in our department. If the guy is paranoid, let him dig until he hits bedrock.
But sir...
I'll pass on your concerns. But you're too close to this. Take a step back. Take a breath. And get me some real cases to present.
Yes, sir.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
See yourself out. It's Grant. We've got a potential problem.
Where have you been?
Keeping tabs on me now?
Yeah, pretty much always.
Mendez, Hart, can I see you both in my office?
Sure.
What's up, boss?
Shut the door.
Should we sit?
This will only take a second. I have a special assignment for the two of you.
This is the day I've been waiting for.
Ugh, shut up, Hart. I just got back from speaking with Grant, and he's refusing to press charges against Spacer.
The new pathologist?
Where have you been?
He says Spacer's good for business. I disagree.
What do you need us to do?
I need dirt on him. He's hiding something, and I need to know what it is. Get me past reports. Anything from his days in med school. Something.
Fran, don't take this the wrong way, but why are we looking into him?
He's solving cases left and right.
Yeah, but isn't that a good thing?
Whose side are you on?
Neither of you were in the department back when we had our last medical examiner. It's not their job to solve cases. They compile evidence and put it in the report, that's it. But Spacer has somehow figured out answers to questions no one else could have. Something's up.
You think he's dirty?
It's something. Just keep an eye on him. Let me know what you find, and if he's got some insider on criminal activity, we need to know who it is. And get this kid out of our department.
Yes, ma'am.
Can do.
John?
Back here.
Hey.
Oh, Lily.
I just wanted to come say hi.
Hi. It's nice to see you. How are you? You know, how are you feeling about everything?
Pretty great.
I'm glad. Not afraid anymore.
Afraid of what?
Of dying?
I mean... I am, still. It could happen in the future, but they said my outlook was hopeful, so...
What? Lily, are you...
Did you think I was dead?
yeah.
I thought you had heard. I'm in remission.
That's fantastic news.
Really? You seem kinda upset about it.
No, not at all. Congratulations, Lily. Really. I just wasn't expecting good news. Kinda rare around here.
Oh, your secret is safe with me.
I know it is. I'm not worried.
Okay, well, my mom is waiting. So, I'm gonna go home now.
Come back and visit me sometime, okay? Next time you're in the hospital.
I will. See you around, Dr. John.
Well.
Anything?
He's just eating dinner.
What's he watching?
I don't think he even has a TV. He's just reading.
Reading what?
The fucking Criminal Times.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
You've been a douche since we got assigned this case.
It's not a case. We've been following Spacer for a week now, and we've got nothing.
Nothing yet.
You know, I'm the first one to trust Fran, but...
Yeah, what gives? You're usually a kiss-ass.
Says the guy too afraid to tell her no.
I think she's right. The doctor is a psycho.
Well, I think she's got us on a wild goose chase because she's pissed off.
And you told her that, huh?
Well, not yet.
Exactly.
Spacer isn't that bad. I talked to him the other day, actually.
Yeah? Did he mumble to himself during? Or wait till after?
Never mind.
I know you two are buddies now. But either pass the binoculars or keep telling me what the suspect is doing.
Suspect.
Patient name, Jonathan William Spacer. Age 9. Jonathan displays signs of antisocial behavior, not incredibly uncommon in children of traumatic homes. He's been having trouble adjusting to the foster system, reports of fights with other children, and denial about his mother's death. Further psychiatric evaluations recommended as Jonathan ages to determine potential source of hallucinations. God. I should have never said anything. It's ridiculous. Thinking that you're special as a kid. And then all they'd want to do is fucking poke and prod you. Age 14. John's symptoms point to intermittent schizophrenia with auditory and visual hallucinations. He has more violent mood swings compared to baseline studies. No appearances of drugs or alcohol after testing. A recommended source of treatment, Aripiprazole 20 milligrams to see how symptoms react in conjunction with cognitive behavioral therapy and skills training. Skills training. Like this was something that I needed to get rid of to pretend doesn't fucking exist. Age 20. John seems to be doing well. Aripiprazole prescriptions have not been filled. John has not agreed to a drug test. I hope this new attitude is not just a mask, and if John's symptoms do return, he seeks help. Yeah. Exactly what I wanted. Seeking more help from people that think I'm fucking crazy. Just because you don't believe in this shit does not mean that I am... should have said anything. I can't believe this. What do I do with this following me around for the rest of my life? What is there? People thinking I'm crazy, or at least used to be crazy? Symptoms like this don't just go away. Do I just stop being a doctor?
Dr. Spacer.
Mendez.
I need to talk to you.
Now? It's 1 a.m.
It's about the Springfield facility.
What about it?
You were there tonight.
Are you following me?
Yeah. We are. And you're supposed to stay away from that place.
I'm suspended. What I do on my own time...
That place is cursed.
That's why you're here.
You're not from here, but trust me. You need to stop going there before...
Before what?
Before the curse hurts you, too.
Is that a threat? What's going on here?
Everyone who is related to that place has had something bad happen to them. Fran's son. My brother. Look. Just... Promise you'll stay away from there and I won't tell Crowley you went.
Why are you helping me?
I don't know. Just keep yourself out of trouble for once.
Hey, boss. Got a second?
In the middle of a report.
It's about Dr. Spacer.
Well?
I think he's clean.
Oh, for shit's sake. I ask you to do one thing.
I don't think this is even about John. I think it's about us.
Us?
Me. The department. Whatever. Things have been weird here since Skewer. Are you blaming me, too?
Blaming you? What?
I got involved when I shouldn't have. Or maybe I should have went into the restaurant after you.
Mendez. There is a fucking cannibal in our town. 6'8", or who knows how many missing girls. A damn psychopath walked into our hospital and shot a member of our team, and I wasn't able to do a damn thing to help any of those situations.
We have Vincenzo in custody. Spacer will find some evidence.
A fucked up thing is you're probably right.
Also, did I hear you wrong, or did you call the good doctor a member of our team?
If you tell him, I'll kill you.
Are we good?
After Vincenzo's case goes to trial and he's convicted, I'll be retiring. And I'll be putting my vote in for your promotion to sheriff.
Fran.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.